You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. Okay, I always like to start with something interesting. And how about an email from Terry in Los Angeles? He writes, "Hey, Kim, love your podcast." Thank you, Terry. "But I'm really, truly, truly upset. Big tech is taking things to another level, and how do we make it stop? I just read that Apple is working on smart wedding rings that will let you know your partner's exact location, where they have been, and if and when they ever take their wedding ring off. This is going too far, Kim Komando." All right. Well, Terry, just calm down a little bit. This is a rumor that's been making the rounds since, I don't know, maybe 2007. And yes, Apple could definitely do this. And we do have wearable rings that will actually show you locations, but not quite the whole marriage thing, taking the ring on and off. But it's not to say that Apple couldn't do it. They probably could if they really wanted to. And you know what they say about marriage? It's a three-ring circus, Terry. It's a three-ring circus. There's the engagement ring, there's the wedding ring, and then there's the suffering. Yes, and on that happy note, welcome to Kim Komando today, because my show has become so successful on the weekends over all these years. You can find us on over 425 top stations, and get this, 375,000 American servicemen and women listen to the Kim Komando show on the Armed Forces Network Radio. We say hello to each and every one of you, and thank you for your service to our country. And of course, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. In case you have any questions about something digital, I'm here for you at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right, this is part of the show where I like to pass along some tech news, things that are happening in the industry, because every single day I just read so many different things on so many different websites and white papers, and I talk to all my friends on the inside of this industry. And we're going to start with Elon Musk. And I don't know if you've been following what's been going on with Twitter, but Twitter is losing $4 million a day, and Twitter has never been profitable. And job one for Elon Musk is to cut the budget, because this way the Twitter doesn't go bankrupt. So he has actually slashed the Twitter staff in half. He sent the left into orbit. In reality, this isn't so far-fetched. I mean, even Amazon's laying off 10,000 people. And this is all right before the holidays. But now Elon Musk is stopping Twitter's ridiculous free meal program. Highly compensated employees were eating free all day, every day. I'm talking about they were getting free breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The cost of the company was $13 million a year. Now, here's the fun part. One Democratic activist in New York tweeted that when canceling the free meals, Musk is actually trying to starve the remaining staff. Really? And you thought things were out of control before the election. All right, number two on our list, here we go. It's another crypto meltdown for about 1 million crypto investors. It's just awful times out there. One of the largest crypto exchanges, FTX, they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and more is expected. Now, Chapter 11, you know what that is. Theoretically, it could allow a company to reorganize its investors and debts and then get up and going again. But with FTX, I don't want you to hold your breath, because FTX has more than 100,000 creditors, maybe even a million of people who have invested in FTX. And here's the deal. FTX owned another company, so they were taking money that people had deposited into FTX under crypto, and then taking that money and then using it in the other company to make bets on other crypto, and the whole house of cards just kept falling down. The assets could be as much as $50 billion. They're not really sure, though. They said they're not really positive about that number. And then customers started to have these big withdrawals, of course, and they went from a $32 billion company to bankruptcy in just a few days. And you might remember the Super Bowl commercial last year with comedian Larry David. No one's laughing right now. And cryptocurrency is just crashing so badly that I heard that ransomware groups, they're now demanding payment in ruples. That's right. Number three on our list, a car vending machine. There was a time in this great country and money was so plentiful that Gen Zers and millennials bought cars like candy, that is, from vending machines. You know, think about buying a car. You compare prices, you do the test drive, and of course you have to haggle with the dealer. And then came Carvana, a giant vending machine where young shoppers just blindly purchased used cars. There was no test drive, there was no haggling. And Carvana grew to 34 vending machines across America. And during the pandemic, their online business boomed. Its stock, $29 a share in March of 2020 to now $360 in August of last year. And today, bankruptcy looms as inflation, interest rates. Carvana's stock over the last year down 98%. And millennials and Gen Zers, they're learning the hard lessons about, well, money and car shopping and vending machines. Never thought you'd buy a car from a vending machine, huh? Number four on our list is smart thermostats. Are you really saving money? Well, the latest research finds that you may not be saving money or saving the planet. In fact, you might just be making things worse. Researchers work in partnership with Honeywell, makers of some smart Wi-Fi connected thermostats, and Pacific Gas and Electric, one of the nation's largest natural gas and electric companies, recruited almost 1,400 households in California for the study. And here's what they found. If you use smart thermostats exactly as they were designed, which is set it, forget it, don't touch them, then you will save both energy and money. But that's not the way we are using smart thermostats. We just crank them up when we get cold and down when we get hot. And the result is that you're actually using more energy and you're spending more money on these smart thermostats that way. And always remember, the key to a successful relationship in your life is always to find someone who likes the same temperature you do. I know, Barry and I all day. He likes it too cold. I like it too hot. Cold, hot, cold, hot. All right, and finally this from the Can't Make This Up department. Tesla's $15,000 add-on option, the so-called autopilot, has been involved in 10 fatal accidents since June of this year alone. It seems like the Tesla autopilot has some major issues of recognizing bikes, motorcycles, and small kids running out in front of the car. And this led to a major investigation by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Also, California's Department of Motor Vehicles accused Tesla of false advertising for the autopilot. So why in the world is Tesla now allowing Zoom calls directly from the car's front big screen? Why are we doing that? Now, as a past Tesla owner, I can assure you, there are so many distractions that are happening inside that car. The last thing we need is somebody taking a Zoom phone call. And I'll tell you, you may have heard me talk about this before, but I'm still flabbergasted by this. But when you buy a Tesla, the autopilot option, when I did a few months ago, was $12,000. And now they raised the price to $15,000. And I sold the car because I did not like the car. I'm a car gal. I have a Ferrari, I got Mercedes, I got old Corvettes, I even have a 1946 pickup truck. I did not like driving the Tesla, so that's why I bought it and I sold it. But that autopilot option that I paid 15 grand for, or I paid 12, and now it's 15 grand, pardon me, is that when I sell the car, that autopilot option does not go with the Tesla. The new owner has to pay for it again. I don't understand that at all, do you? What is that? It's just a software upgrade. I mean, software should stay with the car, shouldn't it? Why does the new owner have to pay for that? I don't know. There's something going on wrong with Tesla, too. All right, coming up in this jam-packed Kim Komando Today episode, we've got new tools to take some screen breaks to protect your health. We're going to talk about how you can schedule your email. Oh, this is going to be great. A tip later on about how you can sue these robocallers and actually make money. And then later on, some secrets to saving money on your streaming bills. And of course, we have more of me, Kim Komando, and our great phone calls here on Kim Komando Today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. If you're just too shy to come on a big-time national radio show, award-winning podcast, that's okay. I get it, okay? You don't have to be that shy. I mean, I'm here for you. I'm here to help you. So just head over to commando.com, and in the right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. Just fill that form out, and I'm the only one that sees those emails, by the way. That's commando.com with a K, of course, and then hit that link that says Email Kim. All right. How about we start these phone calls today with Ruth? Hello there, Ruth. Glad to have you with us.
Well, as I said to your screener, I am in the process of planning my high school 55th class reunion. And since I'm only 12, I'm not quite sure how that works. But
how did that happen? How did that happen?
No, I woke up one morning. I'm going, holy cow. Anyway, we had a reunion 10 years ago, and as usual, there are people that wanted to come but couldn't make it for various reasons. And I created a slideshow on CD or DVD, whichever it was. And for people who couldn't come, we sent them a copy so they could see class pictures and, you know, a couple of other things. And people really liked it. So I sat down to do it for this reunion. And whatever program I used is gone, or back then I was probably on Windows 7.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so I need a program that's preferably free or inexpensive to create a slideshow for my class reunion.
Okay. Well, you know, the good news is that you don't have to make it on a CD or DVD anywhere, okay? So that's the good news. Because once you create, and now they're not really called, like, slideshows anymore. You're going to make a movie, okay? And I love your enthusiasm, by the way, Ruth. You're awesome. And then you're going to upload it to YouTube. And then you have a couple of options. You can leave it on YouTube so anybody can look at it, or you can just make it so unless somebody has the link, then they'll be the only ones who can see it. Okay.
Okay. You know, I didn't think of that. I have put stuff up on YouTube. I just didn't think about it.
Oh yeah. No, this is great. You know, so you know what I'm saying. You don't have to, like, because you email somebody a CD or DVD and they're like, oh, it doesn't work. I can't get it to play.
Yep.
Or I don't even know where my Blu-ray player is anymore, that's my excuse, because I'm sure it's in the house somewhere. We just don't need it anymore. All right. So a couple of things. There's, probably one of the great programs out there to do this with. Let me back up. You've got a couple of ways to do this. You can pay by the month for a program, because now it's software as a service, okay?
Right.
And so you can pay by the month, and it's like $5 to $7 a month. Or you can actually buy a program, okay? And so when you start looking at video creating programs, and we want it easy, and we want it fun, and we want the transitions, and it would be really great, right, Ruth, if there was a template?
Absolutely, because I've gotten lazy as I've gotten old.
Well, yeah, that, and you know what? Who wants to recreate the wheel, right? And then the other thing, too, is we want to make sure that we use, like, really good music. And if it is on YouTube, we want to make sure that we use music that's not copywritten, right?
Right.
Because then all of a sudden, the YouTube copyright police will come by you, and then they're going to send you this nasty note, and then they're going to force you to take it down. And then all your friends will be like, loser Ruth. I mean, she was like this in high school. I thought she was, like, over it, you know, or whatever it was.
Okay. Some things never change.
So we don't want that to happen. But I'm sure, Ruth, like, okay, so when you go to these reunions, are you surprised how old everybody looks?
Yeah, except today, I forget what I did. I looked in the mirror for some reason and said, who is that person? It's not me.
And you're like, whoa. I know, it happens to all of us. It does.
And then I say, but I'm still here. I'm still kicking.
That's it. And that's the important thing, which is when you start doing some of these videos, now with the templates, you can have fun, because there's, like, you could grab a yearbook picture and do, like, a before and after, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can also send a note out to everybody and say, hey, listen, tell me about your greatest adventure that you've had your entire life, and send me one photo. And so you might get pictures of, you know, somebody, like, standing on the top of Everest, or somebody, like, in Venice, or just somebody, you know, surrounded. Maybe their accomplishment is they've got 10 kids and 30 great-grandchildren, you know, or whatever it may be. And so you can start incorporating those type of things into it as well. So, you know, I'm sure you have, like, the standard memorial stuff too, you know, people that have passed on.
Right.
Okay. So there's one program that's really good. It's called CyberLink. and it's about $5 a month. Okay, and if you wanted to buy it, it's like $100.
Yeah, but if you do buy it for by the month, after 2 months, you quit.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, so that's why I said, you know, it's up to you if you want to buy it by the month. You know, you can do the same thing with Adobe Premiere, and that's over at Adobe site. And they actually have a program called Adobe Premiere Elements that is like...
I have Adobe Premiere Elements, but it's back from, I don't know, a while ago, and I put it in my 2000, you know, my current Windows, and it just wasn't very happy. I need something new.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not going to be very happy. So you can try Adobe Premiere on the web. Again, it's just going to be, you know, a couple of, maybe like $7 or $10 a month. But and then there's also Corel has something. You've been around, so Corel has their product. But I think if I had to choose doing a reunion, I would probably, just because I know it's so easy to use, and if you've already used Adobe Premiere, I'd probably be inclined to say, you know, stick with that because it really hasn't changed very much. I mean, other than that they've added new features. One of them is that you can take a picture of like somebody in your class and like morph them into like the Mona Lisa, which I mean, kind of fun. Might be kind of fun. So that's in the new Adobe Premiere Elements. It's just released this past week, by the way, Ruth. And so try that. And, you know, you can sign up for that software as a service, Adobe Premiere, over on their website. It's their whole cloud account. Or you can check out the Cyberlink. And I think those two would be my first choices for you. And when you get it all done, send me a link. I'd actually love to see what you can come up with. I think it'd be great. As a matter of fact, I know it's going to be great, Ruth, because you're great. And thank you so much for your call. Hey, if you ever need help planning a family reunion, there are all kinds of tools out there. There's Family Reunion Helper. There's Pro Party Planner. There's also Party and Event Planner Lite. It makes it easier. So like, for example, you can create guest lists. From these apps, you can also send out all the invites. You can figure out how much it's all going to cost. And then if you're going to start sharing costs, you can do that too. It's an easy way to make to-do lists and to delegate, like you're going to bring the potato salad and you're going to bring the hamburgers or whatever it may be. And then in addition to that, if anything ever changes, maybe the venue changes or the time changes, or maybe there's a special thing that's happening in this family reunion, is that you can send out instant notifications to everybody too. So if you're going to be doing a family reunion, what I want you to do is make sure that you get the tool that's actually made right for the job. And speaking of tools, if you're sitting on your butt all day in front of a screen, you know that's really bad for your health. So there are some tools that will remind you to take a break. So for the first week or two, what's really great is that you spend some time. You make a list, you keep a log, find out what you're really doing during your workday. What time are you doing it? And you can make a list, as I mentioned, or there's an app for that, of course, and this one's called App Rescue Time. What I like about it is that it will automatically track the programs that you use and all the websites that you visit. Now, from this list, hopefully you can say, all right, maybe I shouldn't go to Facebook twice a day. Maybe I'm only going to go once a day at 7 p.m. and stay for 10 minutes or whatever it may be. Next, you can also set a timer to take a break every 30 minutes to just get up and move around. Now, of course, your smartwatch or your fitness tracker has settings just to nudge you. But if you're more likely to silence the reminders than to get up, there are apps that will lock you out of your computer totally and just lock you out. And you can also set a schedule for it. So on Windows, there's two programs. One's called Workrave. On Windows, there's one program. It's called Workrave. And on a Mac, it's called Timeout Free. So once again, on Windows, there's Workrave. And on a Mac, Timeout Free. And if you love getting these tips to keep your tech smarts up to par and to get more digital know-how, because after all, knowledge is power. And it's not like all of our devices come with manuals. They don't. Well, of course, they do, but they're online, but nobody ever reads them. It's like those terms and conditions nobody ever looks at when they install an app. So if you want to get these great tips delivered to your inbox free every single day, head over to commando.com/subscribe. And that's where you can get our free email newsletters. We're not going to sell, lease, distribute your email address to anybody ever. That's commando.com/subscribe. Stay right where you are. We have that great tip coming up on how you can sue robocallers and win money.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
All right, before we go all back to your phone calls, let's talk about scheduling email. There may be times when you don't want to actually write an email and have it delivered that very moment. Maybe you're working late at night or maybe on the weekends, and you know whoever you're sending the email to would not necessarily appreciate the fact that you're bugging them on the weekends or late at night. So on Apple, there's the new iOS 16 for your phone and tablet. It finally has the feature to schedule outgoing emails. It's finally baked in. And be sure you're running the latest OS on your MacBook and iMac too. And on your phone or tablet, after you compose the email, I want you to press and hold that blue send arrow, and bingo bango, a pop-up menu lets you schedule the mail. Next up, let's say you're using Gmail. After writing an email, you look at the top of the right corner. Guess what? That blue send arrow again. And right next to it are three dots. Tap the three dots and you'll see schedule send. And finally, for Microsoft Outlook users, you're going to want to hit the options tab from the message window and select delay delivery right in the ribbon. Again, those are some ways that you can schedule email. We have a tip coming up that if you're sick of robocallers and scammers, how you can sue them and actually make some money. And later on, the big tip on saving money on those streaming bills. And how about we go right back to the phones now with Elizabeth. Hello there, Elizabeth.
Well, I am having an issue with a Ring security cam that I have out front. About 6 weeks ago, it just stopped recording motion in the evening. And it seems like it stops anywhere from between 9 o'clock at night to midnight, and then it'll come back on anywhere between 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. And it's just suspicious to me because I live on a street that is pretty much the main street through the neighborhood. Okay. It's always recorded motion through the night, always. And about 6 weeks ago, it just changed. I've been on Ring with their tech support, and nobody can figure it out.
Hmm. So you gave me a shot, huh?
Yes.
Nobody can figure it out, so I'm going to call Kim. Maybe she can figure it out.
Right.
You know, it's interesting that the correlation with it not working seems to be with the change of a season. And maybe there are some configuration settings. I don't know if the Ring folks had you do any of that. You know, I don't know exactly. I can't get into your Ring doorbell app right now. But sometimes when things don't work properly, let me give you a couple of options.
Okay.
Is that you can just go ahead and see if there are any firmware updates for the Ring doorbell. Maybe there has been.
That.
Maybe other people. Okay, they did that. Did they reset the Ring doorbell back to any type of factory defaults?
Yesterday we went, I was talking to a tech guy, and he did go, and we had to go back and reset it. And, like, you know, we had set it up for the first time. But I noticed again today that when I go back and look, it's not recording motion, and I know there's motion because I have a Ring doorbell also. So it catches, like, either the tail end of the motion or the start of a motion. Mm-hmm. And I have a milkman, and I don't catch him driving by, but I catch him on my porch.
Funny, you have a milkman. Wow, that's awesome. Is it fresh, obviously fresh milk?
Yes.
How much does that cost?
I think it's probably about, I think it's around 100. I know the prices went up, but I'm going to say between 100 and 120 a month.
Oh, that's awesome.
They have a lot of products too.
That's really great.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I think that that there's probably some misconfiguration in the motion settings. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. I'm not able to go through it right here. Or maybe on the front of the device, there could be some cobwebs, some type of dirt on there. If you haven't cleaned the camera, you might want to get up there to see there. Another option could be just the lighting, is that maybe you need to put an infrared floodlight for security up to see maybe, because like you said, it changed when the season did. So that's why I'm thinking maybe it has something to do with the lighting in and of itself. So I'd look at the motion settings, number one. Number two is cleaning the lens. And if that doesn't work, see if you can just put up an infrared floodlight that, again, because of the change of season, that maybe there's just something going on there. You know, then again, maybe the thing just died. I mean, it's hard to say. It's hard to say. But again, these are some steps that I would walk through. And it's interesting that you called the techs and they were able to walk you through. I love to hear that when companies are really standing behind their products. Let me know how it works, Elizabeth. Is there anything else that we can lend a hand to? We're always here for you. And thanks again for your call. Hey, Amazon has this new Ring Spotlight Cam Pro. I don't know if you heard about it, but it has 3D motion detection. So it's kind of like in this bird's eye view of the motion events that's picked up by the camera. They're using satellite imagery from a third party. But in case you're looking for something kind of new and improved with the Ring cameras, that's the Ring Spotlight Cam Pro. Hey, Mark, you're up next here on Kim Komando Today. Hi there, Mark.
So I got a new iPhone Pro Max that came with the iOS 16. And nice. It did an automatic update, which I upgraded from a 10, so that's like light years ahead. And
yeah,
it did an update.
Deal.
Yeah, and the camera especially is wonderful. And it did an update to do it to 16.1, I think is what it was. And so now I'm getting all these notifications. The first one was from Facebook, and then I got it for Instagram about they're wanting you to opt into their letting them track you, whatever it is. It's an Apple warning that pops up.
Yeah.
And I wondered, obviously there's enough concern there that Apple wants to have you decide, but if you opt out of that, you know, they threaten. Yeah, they threaten that you're going to have to pay for it or whatever. So I don't know if there was a way around that or how much. I mean, Facebook knows plenty about us already, but.
I know. It's kind of ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Apple's in a big push to protect user privacy. They've have anything like the warnings that you just mentioned when you go install an app, because they know
right.
that nobody ever reads the app's terms and conditions, because we just scroll
sure.
and scroll and scroll and we say, agree, okay, that's
right.
fine.
Right.
We have
yep.
no idea what we agreed to, but we just said yes, that was fine.
Yeah.
And they also have Hide My Email, which I don't know if you've used that yet, but that's really great. So if you're on a website and you don't want to give your primary email address, they
uh-huh.
will give you a bogus iCloud address, and that will automatically forward to your email address.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
The deal with Facebook and Instagram, of course, they are going to track you. If you want to use the apps, then you just have to agree. I mean, that's the terms of usage. The product is free, so when a product is free, you are the product. That's the bottom
okay.
line. And part of them saying Apple coming forward too is that with iOS 16 and the new versions of Meta versus, you know, say Facebook or Instagram, is that now you
right.
can have widgets. I don't know if you've actually looked at the widgets yet?
No, I haven't really done much with any of that stuff yet.
Well, here's what you do. Next time you got nothing to do, got a couple of minutes, just open up
yeah.
your phone and hold down, as soon as you open up, just hold down on the home screen, and then a button will come up and will say customize.
Okay.
And when you get to the customize, that's where you can choose different fonts for the time. You can put the weather as a widget. So instead of
okay.
opening up your phone and turn it, you can
yep.
just look down and say, oh, it's 58 degrees and it's going to snow in 10 minutes. Great. You know.
Right.
You can see your stocks. You can have a Facebook widget. That was part of this whole permission thing that they wanted you to sign.
Okay.
So you could look down on your phone and you can see how many notifications, how many likes, whatever you have on your photos, whatever it may be. So the whole idea is that now Facebook wants to have just another footprint. Meta wants to have another footprint on your phone. And yeah, they're going to track you. That's how they make their money. Remember, you're not paying for it. It's free. So again, whenever it's free, always want you to remember, if something's free, you are the product, especially when it comes to anything, any company related to big tech. And if you don't like it, then you just can't use the app. That's just the way it is. Mark, thank you so much for your call. Hey, and speaking of Facebook, make sure that you follow me on Facebook. That's facebook.com/KimKomando. All right, I'm going to go through this very quickly, but if you want the exact steps, we have them over at komando.com. But you can sue a robocaller, and here's what you need to do to succeed. It's all centers around the Telephone Consumer Protection Act. And under this law, it applies to any message or call that was sent to your home line, your cell phone, or your fax machine. And one key to being eligible is that you first have to sign up for the Do Not Call registry. So do that first. And the TCPA, that's that law that I mentioned, allows recipients of illegal telemarketing calls to like $500 per violation. So you can track down the violator and then you could actually get some money. Because there are other ways. You can get $500 if they refuse to give you a copy of their Do Not Call policy. But for a solid case, you will need the phone numbers from each call in violation. And if you answer an unwanted robocall, you want to get as much information from you can so that this way you can report it. We have all the links and all the steps that you need to, you know, maybe take a control of these robocallers and start making some money. We had a gentleman, David Weekly, on the show recently where he made, I think, $1,300 suing a robocaller. And if you want the exact steps on how you can do that too, look no further than the official homepage of The Kim Komando Show and the Kim Komando Today podcast, Kim Komando Today. That's, of course, komando.com with a K. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. All right, still to come, we have more of your phone calls, as well as the secret to saving big money on your streaming bills that you don't want to miss ever here on Kim Komando Today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Now, we have this great contest running over on the website, komando.com/win. And if you know the secret code word, you could win a $100 Amazon gift card, just perfect for the holidays. So the secret word is robotics. Yes, that's the secret word for you to go to komando.com/win. And then when you're there, you can get some extra points by signing up for a podcast, getting a newsletter or two from us. And again, the address is komando.com/win, and the secret word that we're only passing out here on the podcast and on the show is robotics. So that's komando.com/win. The secret word is robotics. All right, Jim, you're next here on Kim Komando Today. Glad to have you with us.
Well, we're DirecTV subscribers, and we like to use our DVR and program it to record all our favorite shows, and we can watch them at our own schedule.
Sure, that's nice, isn't it?
That was all working. Yeah. That was all working fine until earlier this month when OAN, when DirecTV decided to drop OAN from their channel selection. So I was able to subscribe to OAN Live, which is OAN's streaming service, but I know I lost the ability to record anything. So that's my question. How can I do that?
Yeah, that's always a bummer, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's especially, you know, that's one of the things, like when you start cutting the cord, right, the first thing you notice is like, wow, I can't record anything anymore. I can't, you know, watch my programs whenever I want. Well, there are some, this is not for you, but I'm just saying, like, if they're over the air, if you're using antenna at some point and anybody's listening, it's one of our most common topics at komando.com, as a matter of fact, are DVRs that you can buy that will record over-the-air programming and sports and things like that. And they're relatively inexpensive. And Amazon makes something called the Firecast, and there's a couple of other brands that, anyway, we've got some links over at komando.com. Now, when you're looking at OANN Live and it's streaming, is that you have several streaming services that carry it. You have Pluto, the Roku channel, and My TV to Go. And I'm thinking that you probably don't have Roku, right? Because I'm thinking if you have a Roku.
Yes, we do.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. You know, there might be a way, and I'd have to do some research for you, but I wonder if there's a way that if you are getting it through Roku and that you could actually be, you know, storing it through Roku instead of just going directly to OANN. But if you pair that subscription into the Roku, I'm wondering if there's a way that you might be able to record it that way if you have the Roku recorder. Now, if that's not the case, then we get into like this whole other solution that gets kind of, it's not cumbersome, but it's not as easy as just saying, I want to record everything on Monday at 10 p.m. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I'm happy to write this all out. Actually, John, our one of our IT geniuses, was talking to me about this, and you get like a Cloner Alliance Pro box, and you plug it into your Fire TV, and then you attach an external USB hard disk, and then you get a 2 terabyte hard drive. See where I'm going with all this? It's like, whoa,
yeah.
Wow.
That complicated.
Yeah, but there's a YouTube video that makes it look so easy, right? So you're like, well, maybe I can do this. Let me give a call out to Roku and see if there's a way that you can record this using your Roku box. And then I'll post that link as well as John's steps on how to use this, they call it a Cloner Appliance Pro box, and that may be another option for you. And thank you so much for your call. Hey, let me tell you about Total AV. Oh, by the way, before I say that, you're going to find this answer over at commando.com/community, and then there's a Q&A link over on the left-hand side. That's commando.com/community. So by the way, anytime you hear me say, hey, I'm going to post more details on the website, that's where you're going to find it. commando.com/community in the Q&A forum. And let me tell you, December, all these prices are going up with the streaming services. Apple TV is going up to $7 a month. Sling TV, the bundle plans are going to be $55 a month. Hulu, it's going up $5 a month. Another Hulu with live TV with no ads, it's going up, $7 a month. Disney Plus going up $8 a month. I mean, it's really, really crazy. So you want to make sure that you keep track of all your streaming services bills. And perhaps you remember way back when all the TV shows and movies had commercials. Well, guess what? They're back. Now, if you're willing to put up with, say, 5 minutes of commercials per hour, you can save some money. Netflix has that new cheaper tier that costs $7 a month, but you're going to save $36 a year by doing it. Disney Plus, their advertising tier is $8 a month. Now, Hulu, Peacock, Paramount Plus, and HBO Max, they all have cheaper monthly subscriptions, but they include commercials too. Now, there is one big gotcha. Well, actually, a few big gotchas. But one is that you may not get all the programs under the advertising tier. And the second gotcha is that you're not going to be able to watch anything offline. So just keep that in mind. And don't forget, 24/7, you can learn more over at the website. That's commando.com with a K.